With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with Salem Radio, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Von Orden says the original compromise draft bill included unacceptable pork barrel spending.
Of drivel that included a pay raise for Congress. And I ran, and a lot of my colleagues ran on, you know, our people at home can't afford to fill up a gas tank and a grocery cart in the same day. And I'm supposed to go back there and tell them, yeah, I get that you're hurting, but I'm going to give myself a pay raise.
Elon Musk and other Trump allies framed the resolution as a political win because it omitted unpopular items such as a pay raise for members of Congress. Also at SRNNews.com, in a Manhattan courtroom,
charging with the crime of murder in the first degree and other related charges. Have you pleaded this indictment, sir? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is read the charges and pleads not guilty. Mangione's attorney complained during a brief hearing that statements coming from New York's mayor would make it tough for him to receive a fair trial. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said a man set a woman on fire on the New York subway.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Police have taken into custody a person of interest in the death of that woman. Mourners laying flowers near the scene of a deadly Christmas market attack in Germany. A suspect drove a car into a busy market, killing five people, 235 injured. This is SRN News. Transgender advocates have a new strategy.
Under pressure to address the problem of males competing against females in sports, many LGBT spokesmen are arguing that because there are very few transgender athletes overall, it somehow doesn't matter. NCAA President Charlie Baker used this line of reasoning during a recent hearing before the Senate, but Republican lawmakers want to know how only having a few men disrobing with girls and young women in locker rooms all across the country is somehow acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There hasn't been any word yet on the fate of President Biden's Gender Policy Council under the incoming Trump administration. Mr. Trump hasn't said whether that body will remain, but pro-life advocates are pushing for it to be axed, because its primary job is to promote abortion. GBC has also taken the lead in advancing the LGBT agenda. President Biden formed it through an executive order in 2021. This is SRN News. A high-end American department store chain returning to its family roots with some help from a neighbor to the south.
Nordstrom has agreed to be acquired and taken private by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group in a $6.25 billion deal. Shareholders to receive $24.25 in cash for each share of Nordstrom common stock. It's a 42% premium on the company stock as of March 18th. Nordstrom's board of directors unanimously approved the proposed transaction, which will give the Nordstrom family a majority stake in the company. Rich Thomason reporting.
Officials investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of over 170 stranded skiers. The evacuation happened Saturday at the gondola lift at Winter Park Resort. Passengers were lowered down by ropes over the course of about 5 hours. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.